Very clever last night for the South Sydney Rabbitohs to get that win up there. They played well, but it looked like the match was gone. They somehow turned it around. They continue that winning streak. They've worked their way into the top four, and everyone is singing the praises of their bright young coach, Anthony Seibold, and he's been good enough to join us on the line. G'day, Anthony.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Yeah, really well. Appreciate your time. I know you're busy jumping on planes, etc. The penalty itself, are you comfortable with the decision? Obviously, very comfortable with the decision.
Yeah, obviously, in the box at the time, we thought Jakey Granville was offside.
Mm.
I thought it was the right decision, but obviously, you know, really brave call with the game and the balance like that. But, you know, at the end of the day, Adam Reynolds didn't get an opportunity to kick the field goal with his right foot. So
sure.
He had to go under the left foot. So, we were comfortable with that, but obviously very, you know, so I suppose... bizarre circumstances to decide a game.
Yeah, Anthony, good morning. Congratulations. Going to Townsville and getting 2 points is never easy, but after a sluggish start to the season, if I can put it that way, Anthony, there's something building at the Rabbitohs now. I think you won 7 of your last 9 into the top four.
Yeah, we've been comfortable with the way that we've improved. Certainly nowhere near, content. And, just sort of said the first 2 weeks, we didn't get the result we were looking for, but... Yeah, internally we actually saw some good signs, although the results didn't go our way. So, we're comfortable that we're improving, but we got a lot of work to do, and it's sort of still early in the season, I suppose, from a game point of view. And we understand that we need to be consistent and continue to work hard. That's the main thing.
Will there be a continual evolution of what you've started thus far, Anthony, and if you look at what the Rabbitohs were doing last year compared to what they're doing this year, and you can look from round 1 to round 11 and the differences there, will that continue? Because I think you speak to Rabbitohs fans and watching the side play, it's an attractive brand of footy, and I think everyone is as excited by that as they are by the winning.
Yeah, certainly. We put a lot of time into, we call it our game model, so how we want to attack is the language we use, our game model with the players. And they've got a really sound understanding of it. And, as you sort of said, we need to continue to try and improve. But, it's been effective so far for us. We understand that as the season progresses, teams get a really good idea of what you're trying to do from an attacking point of view. They get to have a look at your trends in your game, et cetera. But, we sort of have a principle-based attack rather than structure-based attack. So, we want our guys sort of, looking up, reading numbers and, it'll continue to grow, hopefully, but certainly heading in the right direction. But look, I keep saying, we've got a lot of work to do, and we want to be humble and work hard continue to progress.
Well, Anthony, I think it's fair to say one of the cornerstones of your success has been your hooker. Damien Cook has been so good, particularly how he dashes out a dummy half and gets your team on a roll. Has he played himself into an Origin jumper?
Yeah, I hope so for Cookie's sake. It'd be a great story if he was selected now. Cookie understands that he needs to continue to be consistent here with the Rabbitohs, day to day and week to week with what he does in the games. But I think he's put a good chunk of games together, since the start of the season. But it'd be great, as I said, it'd be great for us at the club if Cookie got recognised at a higher level. I'm sure that he's up to playing State of Origin if selected. And, it'd be a great story for Cookie because I suppose he's been regarded as a fringe hooker in the past, but, we sort of showed a lot of faith in him, and I think he started the year really strongly for us.
I think you're really well placed to answer this question, having been in the Melbourne Storm system, having been an assistant to Kevvy Walters the last couple of years. What's the impact that the absence of Cameron Smith is going to have on that Queensland squad, Anthony?
Yeah, it'll be significant just from an off-field point of view. I found Smithy to be a tremendous leader. Everyone from externally can see that. He he's a very good player on the field, but I think it's what he brings off the field that teams will miss. And you probably saw a little bit of last night, I suppose, with the Storm. Smithy hasn't missed a game for a while, and they certainly missed him last night. But yeah, he's a great leader, very good person as well. He's very humble and hardworking. I think that probably shows in the teams that he plays for at the Storm there with the Origin side and with the Kangaroos too in the World Cup. He's got great influence on the guys around him, so certainly he'd be missed.
You would have been happy with GI's form last night. He was running like the GI of old at times there, Anthony.
Certainly, Greg's building nicely into the season. You know, with the Origin around the corner, you know, Kevy's sort of already started that Greggy will be in the team there. So, you know, he's building nicely. Mm. He's down to probably his ideal playing weight as well. You know, he had a limited preseason with his rehab for his ACL, his leg injury. So, limited preparation. But we saw signs of it at the back end of January, early February, where he sort of really progressed, you know, quickly over that sort of 4 or 5 week period. And he's been steadily building and got a bit of time at fullback last night. And he certainly looked dangerous at the back of shape there in attack.
Todd Carney, the club, South Sydney, have made it clear that they are not prepared to offer him a lifeline into the National Rugby League. How would you feel if your feeder club, North Sydney, were to give him the opportunity to play football in Sydney?
Yeah, I think, you know, as a club, we've sort of stated our position on that. You know, we've got a number of good young halfbacks in Adam Dewey, Dean Hawkins and Connor Tracy, who, you know, we'd like to develop. They're all those three guys are signed for next season. And, you know, we'd like to play our best, under-20s, players in our New South Wales Cup side. So, you know, certainly we want to continue to develop those guys. As far as Todd's concerned, I have heard that there's been a bit of press, but internally there's only been one conversation in and around that. You know, I think North Sydney may have met with Todd, but my understanding is that there's been no progression past that point. When it was put to us, you know, our preference is to develop our own, and that's the Rabbitohs way. So, I haven't had any further conversation and hasn't been on the radar, to be fair.
Mm. Fair enough. Hey, Anthony, it's never an easy game in the NRL these days, and you've got another tough road trip next Saturday night across the ditch to the Warriors at Mount Smart Stadium. I dare say you're already thinking about and preparing for that game now.
Yeah, certainly. You know, I'm a big believer in, your next job is your most important job. So, you know, overnight the coaches got together and we've, put together our review for this morning and we're still up here in Townsville and we're going to do our game review on the Cowboys and as I said, dump that game pretty quickly. We got the result we were looking for. It was a challenging game as we expected. You know, the Cowboys were very much, up for a fight last night. It was a really tough slog. So we want to put that to bed this morning and the players will have a day off tomorrow. And then on Tuesday, we'll move straight into the Warriors. So, our next job, as I said, is our most important one.
Sammy Burgess, knee. We got an update on that?
Yeah, it's actually his glute. He said that he was able to go back on in the second half, and to be fair, I didn't want to risk it. I thought if we did put him back on there, you don't sort of want to mess around with your interchange too much. And,
sure.
And Sam's pulled up pretty good this morning, so I don't see him missing next week, but it was more precautionary. And obviously as I said, we'll wait and see with the medical staff, but he looks okay this morning.
Mm. Big glute, Anthony.
Sorry.
Big glute.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Oh, Anthony, just on that same theme, Alex Johnston?
Yeah, Alex, a little bit of a strain with his hammy. We'll need to, get the medical staff to assess that. I've seen AJ this morning. He's still quite sore and tight there, but with any of those types of strains, you need sort of 24, 48 hours to properly assess it. So once we get back to Sydney, the medical staff can have a really good look and, we'll just do whatever, rehab AJ needs to do. But again, I don't think it's too much cause for concern.
Who has the biggest glutes, actually? Is it Thomas, George, Sam or yourself, Anthony, who's very, very good on your squat?
Yeah, no, certainly George. I think George squats the most in the club, so I'd say I think George is weighing about 126 kilos at the moment. So he shifts a fair bit of weight in the gym room. So I'd have to say George has got the biggest glutes.
Oh, I can't believe Coach Seabold's not in there taking him on. fantastic. Hey, well done, Anthony. Good win last night. Mm. Excellent form from the Rabbitohs, and we appreciate your time on a Sunday morning.
Yeah, good on you guys. Thanks for having us.